The answer is cholecalciferol. The USMLE wants you to know that vitamin D synthesis starts in the stratum basale, the basal layer of the epidermis. We produce 70-hydrocholesterol, irrespective of whether we have sunlight exposure or not. UVB radiation will convert 70-hydrocholesterol into cholecalciferol, which is decreased in this patient because he does not get outside in the sun often. Cholecalciferol will then go to the liver, where it's hydroxylated into 25-hydroxyD3. Direct production of that is decreased in alcoholics. They might just say decreased hepatic hydroxylation in alcoholic. 25-hydroxyD3 will then go to the proximal convoluted tubule of the kidney, where parathyroid hormone upregulates 1-alpha-hydroxylase, converts it into active 1,25-dihydroxyD3. So obviously that's going to be decreased in hypoparathyroidism. It's also decreased in secondary hyperparathyroidism, where we have renal failure, but the kidney merely is unable to carry out that hydroxylation. So the active vitamin D, 1,25-dihydroxyD3, it will go to bone, convert unmineralized osteoid into mineralized bone. It also goes to the small bowel, where it will increase calcium and phosphate absorption. That's it.